I realize and understand now why the Lord gave me this message the week before last, because he knew the things that were going to happen. He knows the end from the beginning. Usually the Lord deals with me in the message for Sunday, maybe the week before, but it was in advance because he knew, he knows everything. So Lord, you formed me out of clay, and for my glory, for your glory, I was made. So I'm asking God that you would use this vessel in this moment as you choose. And Lord, let my life, let it praise you. We ask for clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Speak to us, through us. Speak to all those that will have an ear to hear what your spirit has to say to the church. And Lord, we thank you for those that serve you by serving this congregation with their volunteer support, with their prayer support, with their monetary support. We pray that your blessings will overtake and surround them, that they will have everything that they need. We pray for their health and strength. Let them be in good health and prosper even as their soul prospers. Bless them and their families is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God, it's often fascinating how God reveals things to us in his Word that's been there all the time, but he helps us to put things together. Amen. Amen. And if you have your offering, you can, yeah, they're serving you. I don't want to forget that. But I think we do that automatically. Amen. I think we are a congregation that is maturing to the point to where we know that's a part of our act of worship. And I praise God for that. Amen. All right. So the thought I believe that the Lord gave me is the Lord reigns even when it is raining. The Lord reigns even when it is raining. Walk with me, if you will, to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And for those of you that are on the online campus, if you haven't done so already, get your elements ready. For at the end of the message, we will be observing our communion. Amen. Psalm 107. And it's amazing how the Bible is consistent. It is amazing how God, being the God that he is, can speak in one period of time and watch his word be performed and manifested in another period of time. Only God can do that. And it falls exactly as God prescribed and declares it. So here we are in Psalm 107, beginning at verse number 28. I have the Amplified Classic, and just let me say that after service today, my wife and I will be heading out with the family, so pray for us and our journey. Amen. All right, here we are, Psalms 107, verse 28, Amplified Classic. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. Verse 29, he hushes the storm to a calm and to a gentle whisper, so that the waves of the sea are still. See that? Now, this is a psalm. This is before Jesus comes physically on the earth. But God has already declared what the Lord is going to do and what the Lord is able to do. Let me read verse 29 again. He hushes the storm to a calm and to a gentle whisper, so that the waves of the sea are still. Verse 30 says, then the men are glad because of the calm. And he brings them, watch now, to their desired haven. Pay close attention to that, because we're going to see something that parallels and complements that in the New Testament. But I want you to pay close attention to what God has already said that the Lord does. And then verse 31 says, oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness and his loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men. So we see, if you will, a forecast of what the Lord can and will do, as recorded in Psalm 107. So now we move to Mark, the Gospel of Mark, and chapter number 4 of the Gospel of Mark, beginning at verse 35. Verse 35 of Mark chapter 4, Amplified Classic. This is what it says. On that same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Now, here, remember, Psalm 107 verse 30 said, and he brings them to their desired haven. So here in Mark, Jesus is saying, let us go over to the other side of the lake. All right? Keep that in our minds. And verse 36, Mark chapter 4, and leaving the throng, they took him with them just as he was in the boat in which he was sitting, and the other boats were with him. Verse 37, and a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions, Amplified unpacks it, arose, and the waves kept beating into the boat so that it was already becoming filled. Verse 38, but he himself was in the stern of the boat, asleep on the leather cushion, and they awoke him, saying to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? I want to move back to Psalm again. And verse 28, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. You see that? And he brings them out of their distress. Look at the beauty of God's word and how God says, look, I got this. Don't worry about it. I got it. God is consistently faithful to his own word, right? Jesus said, let us go to the other side. And it didn't matter how furious the storm came. It was of hurricane proportions. And the waves were beating into the boat so that it was already becoming filled, the scripture says, but Jesus was sleeping. He was asleep in the boat. And the disciples woke him up and said, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? We can see the human condition in the responses of the disciples. But we can't fault them too much, because sometimes when things arise in our lives, we cry out in the same manner. We cry out. But we need to remember the word of the Lord. We need to remember in this passage, and we need to remember even in the Psalms, where the Lord brings them to their desired haven. And Jesus said, let us go to the other side. So it matters not what unexpected turbulence or storm or hurricane assault will come at us. God will bring us safely to the other side. We need to have confidence in that. We need to trust in the fact that if Jesus said we're going to the other side, then we are in fact going to the other side. We need to understand that every word of God is true, and he is a shield and a buckler. God is a protector to those who put their trust in him. And we have to realize who this is. This is God manifested in the flesh. This is the very God who created things just by his word. So the elements of nature has to respond to the voice of the Almighty God. This is the same God that said, "Let there be light." And wherever light was, it showed up at the word of God. This is the same God who said, "Let the waters be gathered into one place and let the dry land appear." And whatever place that God told the waters to go, that's exactly where they went. This is the same powerful God who called those things that are not as though they are and make things happen in his own time and in his own plan. So this is God manifested in the flesh, and he's as Jesus Christ sleeping on the boat, because as far as he was concerned, we're getting to the other side. So listen, as far as God is concerned, we're going to make it to the other side. We're going to make it as long as we keep our trust in Jesus, as long as we are obedient to him, as long as we continue to fight the good fight of faith, as long as we stay on the ship and don't abandon ship, God is going to see to it that we make it on the other side. And I want to declare to somebody, you know how sometimes people, if they are fortunate enough to get a boat or to get a vessel, you know, they name their boats. You know, if you allow me to take liberty, I want to name a boat this morning, and the boat is SS Salvation. Amen. And you need to get on the Salvation ship. So for those of you who are stuck facing the storms by yourself, for those of you who are stuck facing the storms of life, and storms come in everybody's life, saved or not saved yet, a storm is coming or has come in your life. And you need a life raft. And you need, wait a minute, not only you need a life raft, you need a lifesaver. And the only one that, I'm not talking about the you know, the little ones. I'm talking about the real lifesaver, and that's Jesus Christ. You need an anchor. Wait a minute. Somebody wrote a song, "In times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock." So if you're not on SS Salvation ship, let me tell you, I want to welcome somebody aboard the ship of salvation today. I want somebody to repent of their sins today. I want somebody to be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost today, because once you get on that boat, you're going to be guaranteed to get to the other side, because that's what Jesus said. Let us go to the other side. So they woke up Jesus. I can imagine Jesus was sleeping good. I can just imagine that, because everything he did well. So I can imagine he was sleeping good. Verse number 39 of Mark chapter 4 says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush now.'" That sounds like the same conversation that he had, that the Lord had in Psalms 107:29. He hushes the storm. You see the consistency of God? So Jesus got up, he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush now. Be still." That means be muzzled. Look at the control. Look at the power of the word of God. And the Bible says, "And the wind ceased. It sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm." A perfect peacefulness. God, y'all pray for my mind. God knocked the wind out of the wind. Have you ever been to do some type of physical activity and you get hit, especially those of us that played sports, you get hit, you know, and you just get the wind knocked out of you and you're gasping and you know that feeling. But that's what Jesus did. He knocked the wind out of the wind. Nobody but God can do that. Tell the wind to hush. He said, hush now. So that means, you know, don't blow for a little while longer, you know, and then settle yourself down. He said, hush now. And it happened immediately. There was immediately a great calm and a perfect peacefulness. Then look what he says in verse number 40. He said to them, why are you so timid and fearful? How is it that you have no faith, no firmly relying trust? So listen, God, I believe God wants to encourage somebody this morning. God, I want to see your faces now. There you are. God wants to encourage somebody this morning. You may be going through a storm. You may be facing some things that seems like they are hurricane proportions, and the waves, it seems like, are trying to overflood you. But I want us to know and believe and remember that the very God himself who created the universe by the word of his power, he has the power, when he gets ready, to speak a word to that storm that is facing you, and he will make that storm hush, be quiet, and lay down. Because he has promised, in his word that he will never leave us. He has promised in his word that he will never forsake us. So God doesn't want us to be afraid. God doesn't want us to be timid. God doesn't want us to be fearful. He wants us to have our faith firmly in him. He wants us to continue to trust in him. And the Bible said in verse 41 of Mark chapter 4, and they were filled with great awe and feared exceedingly, and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I tell you who it is. It is God Almighty, God manifested in the flesh. And this very same God who spoke to the literal wind and the waves, it is the same God who can speak to your situation. We have to put our trust and our confidence in God. And one thing that I want us to consider is that the storm came against them. The storm came against them. But listen, we may be facing some storms. We may be facing some tempests. We may be facing some things that are coming against us, but we need to know and understand that we have the peace of God. We have the peace of God that passes all understanding, so we can keep our sanity even when we're facing turbulent, headstrong winds that are coming against us, coming against our minds, coming against our hearts, coming against our bodies. We have the one who is able to speak to that situation. And all we have to do is keep our faith and our confidence in God. And we need to understand, although we might face a storm, we're just in a storm. But thank God that the storm is not in us. We have peace. We have the knowledge of God, so we can weather the storm. The Bible said in one place, Paul was speaking, he says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. So with the strength of God, not in my own strength, not in our own strength, but with the strength of God. That's why we need the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, because when you have the Holy Ghost, you have Emmanuel. You have God with us. You have the very same God that have created heaven and earth. You have the very same God that can raise the dead. You have the very same God that can heal. You have the very same God that can open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears. So when you have Emmanuel, when you have the Holy Ghost, you got the eternal God on the inside. And since we have God on the inside, we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. The Bible encourages us in one place to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So God knows how to weatherproof us, if you will. God knows how to build us up in our most precious holy faith, so that when God allows, and yes, sometimes God allows a storm to come into our life, and sometimes we get strength when we go through the storm. God never said that this way would be easy, but God is with us and he will strengthen us. We go from faith to faith, and God is taking things out of us and putting things in us. More of God and less of us. And if God allows a storm to present itself against us, we need to know and remember that we are more than able to go through it. So when we face a storm, know that God is with us. Sometimes you got to go against wind. And when you go against wind, it may seem like you're going uphill. I remember down in Fort Jackson, Columbia, South Carolina, my drill sergeants was teaching me, when you go up a hill, you gotta lean into the hill. So you don't go up a hill like this, you're gonna mess around and tumble down. But when you're going up a hill, you gotta lean into that hill and make every step count. Listen, it may seem like you're going uphill, but you lean into it. What do you lean into? Lean into the word of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God has given us some equipment that we can stand every storm. What equipment did he give us? He said, put on the whole armor of God. So you need to go to God's supply room. Where is God's supply room? It's in his very word. So you need to get into that word and arm yourself like God has given us that blessed armor. So when a storm comes in our life, we can walk through that storm. And sometimes the storm gets so heavy that all we can do is stand. So the Bible says, having done all, then you just stand. Sometimes God, he has to make a way. Sometimes God, when he sees that we come to a pivotal point in our life, when he sees that we've come to a Red Sea moment in our life, God, when the children of Israel were about to go through the Red Sea, God, he caused a wind. God can speak to nature. He caused the wind to part the waters. And sometimes we got to stand and watch God part some things. Sometimes we have to, don't move too fast. Don't you dare get ahead of God, but you trust in him and you stand on his word, because God, he does reign. Even when it's raining in your life, sometimes there's a human expression that when it rains, it pours. It seems like this is happening and that is happening, but I want you to be encouraged this morning to know that nothing happens without the knowledge of God. And if these things are happening, listen, God is well aware. But even in the midst of what we're going through, we have to maintain our faith. We have to maintain our trust, and we have to maintain our praise. Can you praise God when it's raining cats and dogs in your life? Can we praise God when it seems like one thing is going after another and it seems like everything is against me? I know nobody wants that experience. Nobody wants that testimony, but somebody's got to have it. Listen, God will not leave himself without a witness. So who is God saying this morning? You got to be strong. I know there's some things that are coming against you, but you are not alone. God said, I'm with you. God said, you're stronger than you think you are. You're not weak. You're not weak at all. You are strong with the power of God. You are a bona fide child
of God. And I hear the word say that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He did not say that it wouldn't be formed, but he said it will not prosper. So you can go through it. God has built you in such a manner because he's building us up. He's making us to look like him. And we need to realize and remember that whatever happens in our life, God has to get the glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Whatever we're facing in this life, we still gotta give God glory. Listen, if God can bless us with things and we thank him for it, can God trust us with hard times? Oh, do we just have a praise when things are going good? Do we still have a praise when all our cupboards are filled? Do we still have a praise when everything is going our way? But what happens to our praise when the cupboards get low? What happens to our praise when our body gets attacked? What happens to our praise when friends don't understand us? What happens to our praise when the enemy seems like he's multiplying his forces against us? What happens to our praise when a tsunami, a mental tsunami, an emotional tsunami is coming against us? Do we still have a praise? And I come to encourage myself and as well as you that the Lord reigns even when it's raining. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times because he reigns. And since he reigns, when God gets ready, he's going to move every cloud. He's going to move everything up out of our way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God reigns, God reigns. You got to tell our storm. We got to speak to the storm. We got to speak to the storm. Speak to the situation. The Bible said the power of life and death is in our tongue. Use what God gave us. He gave us our vocal cords, and our vocal cords need to be connected with the word of God. Speak to your storm. Yes, I don't control the atmospheric conditions, but I know who is in control. And since God is in control, and the storms may be coming against me, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do like them little kids. When it's raining sometimes, and the parents are trying to get them from one place to another, trying to keep their feet dry, but it's something about a trusting child, something about an innocent child looks for the puddles and like to play in the puddles. They like to splash in the puddles. So what are you gonna do? The puddles may come, but I'm gonna shout in the midst of the puddles. I'm gonna play because my God, he still reigns. So let the rain come, let the wind blow. The Lord is still reigning. And since he's still reigning, I gotta borrow something from Gene Kelly. I'm gonna be singing in the rain. What you gonna be singing? Our God reigns. Our God reigns. So I don't really need an umbrella. Take my umbrella, and I'm just going to shout in my storm, because I know this storm is passing over. God reigns even when it's raining. Don't you let your human mind partner with the enemy and tell you this storm is too much. It's not too much for God. He reigns. God reigns. That means he's in control. Even when it's raining. Anybody experiencing rain?
Anybody experiencing a storm? Anybody experiencing hurricane proportions? Lift up your head. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. And the good thing is, we ain't got to wake up Jesus no more. He ain't sleeping. The Bible says he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. So he sees your storm. He sees your storm. And he sees your exit. He said, let us go to the other side. So don't you run in front of God. Just, okay, God, I know you're with me. See, if we can learn how to praise God in the midst of a storm, storm might not last that long. It might not last that long. But maybe, just maybe, the reason that storm is kind of in a holding pattern, because we ain't got a real praise yet. Maybe we're complaining. There's too much water. There's too much water. It's too, God, I don't know how much more of this I can take. God knows what we can bear. And he will make a way of escape. That's his word. The Lord reigns, even when it's raining. He reigns. They taught us something in the military. They said it doesn't rain in the army. It rains on the army. That means we can deal with the rain. Are we not soldiers in the army of the Lord? Well, I didn't sign up for this. Well, you got drafted. It rains. It rains. It rains. Sometimes you need the rain for the flowers. Maybe God wants to bloom something in your life. So some rain got to come. Something got to happen. We need some rain. We need some rain. I hate that rain. No, no, no. Thank God for the rain. Thank God for the rain. But God can hush the storm. Anybody need God to hush a storm?